The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Council of Churches in Zambia says the UPND government has failed on its campaign promises. A renowned economist, Yusuf Dodia, has underscored the need to strictly implement the Amendment Procurement Act of 2023. In international news, Portuguese court orders expulsion of Moroccan asylum seekers. And in sports news, Angola revived quarter-final hopes with win over Zambia.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suwilanja Malenga. Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ General Secretary Father Emmanuel Chikoya, says the United Party for National Development, UPND, government owes the public an explanation for failing to fulfill the campaign promises the party made during the 2021 elections. The clergy underscored the need for an apology, especially that the country heads to the polls next year. Speaking on the Voice of the People radio program, I beg your pardon, Father Chikoya cited the recently withdrawal of health sector funding by the United States government as one of the indications that cooperating partners are not comfortable with the fight against corruption under the current government. He, however, emphasized that Zambians anticipated the repeal of the Public Order Act cyber laws as opposed to strengthening them.
And so there are quite high levels also of corruption. The Americans have been on record, you know, withdrawing funding, and so many other examples are there. We've seen bill after bill, and the people, you know, the backlash against it, including Constitutional Court ruling against Bill 7, for example, which is similar to Bill 10. And so ideally, I think we were expecting better. I know. There have been improvements here and there, but we are expecting better in terms of how. For example, we are told clearly, not through third parties, cyber law will be repealed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it should be there. But when you are in the opposition and you say something will be repealed, when you get in, you strengthen it, you need to give Zambians an explanation. Why did you say what you said that time?
Mm-hmm.
Public Order Act continues. We are 1 year to elections. And so we wish we can get to that level where what we are told gets done. And so there are areas of concern.
Meanwhile, a renowned economist, Yusuf Dodia, has underscored the need to strictly implement the amended Procurement Act of 2023 if the country is to significantly record a reduction in corruption in the procurement sector. Mr. Dodia notes with concern the failure to fully implement the act, adding that the situation has for a long time now promoted corruption. He argues that once implemented to the latter, the act will make corruption uncomfortable for people as it effectively highlights the punitive measures.
One of the things that is different with this particular report, the 2024 report, is that it does not actually show the full value of the suspicious transaction reports that were analyzed. And so the value is missing. Now, you had that information in the last report, which showed the values. And in this report, we don't have the value. So whilst it is true that the overall number may have reduced, it could be that the value of those transactions actually has gone up. Because, I mean, why then would you not... I don't think that the problem is the law per se, because if you look at the Public Procurement Act of 2020, which was of course amended in 2023, I think it does have very solid provisions that, if implemented to the letter, I think should be able to help us in terms of ensuring that we have a good procurement process. But for me, one of the things that I have always been concerned about is when it comes to the punitive side of things. Okay, so yes, you have a law in place, you have regulations, you have processes that are very well spelled out. But what happens then if those get flouted?
In a separate development, Conservation Advocate Zambia co-founder Lawyer Maluli Malisa has raised alarm over what he describes as an inadequate and incomplete compensation process for families affected by the Sino Metals mine tailings dump spill. Council Malisa says Sino Metals had announced a compensation package of 16.1 million kwacha for the victims. However, by 30th July 2025, only 14 million kwacha had been disbursed. He stressed that over 30 families had suffered losses due to the spill and that the current payout falls short of covering the full extent of the damage. He questions if the compensation disbursed is enough to cover the 3 years' worth of damage caused by the spill. In another development, governance expert and human rights advocate Wesley Miyanda has advised the late sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu's family to take advantage of government's relentless efforts to dialogue over impasse surrounding the repatriation and burial of the former head of state. Mr. Miyanda notes with concern the continued hesitance of the former first family to have a public funeral for Mr. Lungu, noting that the stance by the family raises suspicions about the remains of the former head of state. He adds that the Lungu family still remains part of the Zambian community and therefore anyone or political entity should mislead it.
We give accolades to the Gauteng High Court of Pretoria, South Africa, for delivering judgment in favor of Zambians. Nonetheless, however, the continuous resistance by the Lungu family over the repatriation of his remains from South Africa and the insistence that the current Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, should not be in attendance or anywhere near Mr. Lungu's casket makes many Zambians wonder as to what exactly the Lungu family are trying to hide. It may not be wrong for anyone to insinuate that there are some legal and political individuals trying to misguide or mislead the bereaved family specifically for personal gain.
In international news, a Portuguese court has ordered expulsion of Moroccan asylum seekers. The 38 migrants, 25 men, 6 women and 7 children, will have to return to their country of origin, the court in Silves ruled. The migrants who washed ashore in a small wooden boat in the Algarve on Friday will be repatriated, a Silves court judge ruled on Saturday afternoon. They have 20 days to leave the country voluntarily. Failing that, they will have to be forcibly expelled. They are to all remain in custody and temporarily housed in a pavilion of Sagres, provided by the Villa de Bisco Council, which has been adopted to accommodate all migrants. A team of the National Gendarmerie Force of Portugal, GNR, will be on site, supported by Civil Protection and Fire Brigade. On Saturday, after the judge's decision became unknown, the Minister for the Presidency congratulated the speed of justice, saying that the Portuguese authority deserve a big congratulations and assured that Portugal maintains its secure maritime borders. Still in international news, in a major cabinet reshuffle, the governor of Ekiti State, Biodum Oyebanji, has dismissed 19 commissioners from their position in his administration. In a twist, Governor Oyebanji also directed the affected commissioners and special advisors to hand over to permanent secretary or the most senior civil servant in their respective MDAs. The secretary to the state government, Professor Habitat Adubiaro, confirmed this in a statement. Angola revived their chances of progressing to the quarterfinals of the 2024 African Nations Championship CHAN with a hard-fought 2-1 win over Zambia on Sunday. We take a short break and return shortly with this sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.
From NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status. iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA.